Daedalus and Icarus. He dreamed his son was a bird. It was a pardonable thought. Fathers think these things, mulling possibilities, noting a body outlined in the fridge light, the thwack of a door, a sudden ability for numbers, words. His son, hollow-boned, red-feathered, fearless-fledged, bright-eyed, already aloft as though bypassing human muscularity, the lumbering frame, the lolling head. After the fall into the sea, his father was stooped forever, as though looking in each pavement crack for that closing hole in the water below him. If only he'd spoken differently, if he'd imparted his own shortcomings, soldered his son to earth. Yet it seemed too much to waste that winged hope in hell, ascending.